Thank you to our sponsor, Manscaped. It's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BEACHCOPS, that's one word, BEACHCOPS, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code BEACHCOPS. Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Leather, yellow leather, blue blood, black blood. Red leather, yellow leather, blue blood, black blood. Unique New York.
Okay, streaming.
Oh, shit. All
right.
Hey, good show, everybody. Come on, let's do it. Let's put it in. One, two, three, Beach Cops.
Okay. I'll put it in.
We live, Aaron?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I still can't believe that's your real fart. It fucking blows me away, dude.
Terrible way to start.
I'm sorry, dude. I ate ass last night.
Hold on. Aaron has a story. We should open up with Aaron's story.
Really?
Yeah. You were late today, and we accused you of shitting your pants and driving home to change your underwear, and you said, that's not true, but I did shit my pants the other night.
I did not shit my pants.
Shitting somebody else's pants?
He's shitting Beetlejuice's pants.
Is that true?
No. No, I played softball last night and...
By yourself?
No. Oh. No, obviously not. We won because we're great.
Did you shit your pants and put them on your daughter?
No.
Which team is it?
Why would you even say something
like
that?
She got into my underwear.
Wait, you said that's a crazy way to start the show, and then you say, did you shit your pants and put them on your daughter?
Yeah, blame her. She goes, oh, she must have gotten my tidy whities drawer and shit my pants.
It'd be a tough fit, probably.
And jeans. He got through to the jeans.
And she was sitting in the front seat of the car, and now there's a stain. We gotta keep an eye on
her. And
she
tried to wipe it with my driver's license. She tried to scrape it out of the cracks.
And she's the one who crashed into this tree, not me.
Also, she forgot to file our taxes.
Also, she bought all these drugs.
She put all our money in crypto.
She cheated on my wife.
Aaron, did any of this stuff... Are we on to something here?
No.
Oh, did you ask that? Unbelievable.
So what happened?
So I played softball, and we won. And then after the game... I was sitting around with the guys for a little while, and then I went to my car to go home, but I had to go to the grocery store to pick something up on the way home for my wife. And I'm like, my stomach kind of feels...
It feels like that?
No. My stomach hurts.
Your stomach hurts?
Yes.
Because of the victory?
No, because...
Your stomach hurts, so you're looking for a purse to snatch?
Beach. No. Because... It's really hard to talk while that's going on. Because... I wear a cup when I play.
Let's make it easier.
You wear a cup?
I wear a cup because I'm the pitcher and I'm the closest to danger.
And the catcher.
No,
and you don't want to get erect when you have something good happen. So you hold it down.
There is that. That'll definitely
conceal. Do you wear the Duke Grand?
No.
The Grand Wizard Cup?
It's called the Shock Doctor.
The Shock Doctor?
Yeah. Big Earl.
I'm in the market for a new cup.
Yeah.
You wear yours for sexual...
He doesn't have to know that, man.
But his is for athletics.
Are you are you looking for a new cup because your cup floweth over?
My cup runneth over.
With the floweth.
With cummies. Fucking unbelievable.
This is Aaron last night. Is this you it's audio.
Is this you at the grocery store, Aaron?
Wait, so you shit your pants into your cup?
No. So happened? I'm like, fuck, I should really... If I'm gonna...
Let him finish the fucking story. We're gonna be here all day. We won't. He's fine.
If I'm not going straight home, I should probably change out of this thing. But I'm wearing, like, because it's cold at night now, like, I'm wearing, like,
do
pants.
You wear the cup on the outside of your pants?
No, I wear pants and shorts and then, you know, you have underwear. I have like 4 layers of elastic across my waist.
Did you just change in the aisle?
It's either part of it or it's from when I run, you know, your cup bounces around a little bit.
Yeah, ends up in your ass.
And no, just kind of... kind of like punches you in the nuts a little bit.
Yeah, it does, which almost feels like it defeats the purpose of the cup.
What kind of cups are you guys wearing?
Well, I think if you replace them often enough, or at least the jock strap portion of it, you know, it'll be tighter and it won't move around as much. But, you know, who wants to buy a new one every...
Why don't you guys get, like, Muay Thai cups?
What are those like?
They just have the straps that go underneath your legs. And
I got the straps that go on my butt cheeks. It makes my butt cheeks look fucking great.
I agree. Really?
Thanks.
Great.
Are you wearing one really now?
Nice. Dude, no. Can you bring it in? Can we punch you?
I thought about wearing one in.
Well, so what happens there?
So I go to the grocery store and I'm driving over there,
you forget your mask and you had to wear your cup on your
face? No. That'd be amazing. So I'm driving over there and I'm vacillating between like, I'm fine.
Vacillating? This guy's doing vocabulary lessons. Yeah.
I'm vacillating.
You sound like me writing a letter.
Vacillating between.
What are you doing with the Vaseline?
No, I'm just driving. Vacillating between. I'm fine.
Your pants are not.
Exactly. He's got the new wizard name. He's Aaron the Vacillator.
Exactly. I'm vacillating between. I'm.
Oh my God.
Gonna have to shit or I'm fine.
You're gonna wait. You're like, isn't that everybody? You're either going to shit or you're fine.
Oh, I'm fine.
He was vacillating between excretions and deletions.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm fine. No, I'm not.
That's a good vacillating act out. This guy's got the comedy store chops to do the vacillating act outs.
Just teaching people about vacillation.
You ever been vacillating between shitting your pants and not shitting your pants? I think you go a little something like this. Oh, I'm fine.
So what happens?
So I get to the grocery store and I'm like,
is that a banana in my pants or did I shit my pants?
How far is the grocery store from your house?
It's probably about 2 minutes.
It's about 30 diarrheas.
Would you use the grocery store bathroom if you had to? Or are you a non-public?
No, I will if I have to.
Got it.
Do you prefer using a cabbage? Just hollowing it out and shitting in it?
Well, he had that option at the grocery store.
So I'm barely in there. I'm barely starting to shop.
Think about dumping a can of Folgers out on the ground and shitting in the can and putting it back on the shelf.
Are you looking at grapefruits that you can peel and wipe your ass with?
No, no. So I'm just starting, and the feeling comes back, and I'm like,
fuck. Bubbling in your stomach.
So now you vacillated from no.
Yeah, I went vacillated back to it's happening.
You vacillated back to reality.
I can't fucking concentrate. I'm like looking for stuff. I'm like,
did you only need one item or several?
I needed several.
What kind of items? Like a magic potion?
No, there's like fruits and veggies and like.
Yeah. Okay. Even the just looking at that fiber make you shit.
Yeah, so...
Did you think about plugging it up with a celery stick in the ass? No.
You could shit... If you put enough celery sticks together, you can make a tube and shit down your leg.
Yeah, and you can run that all the way to the bathroom, so you don't have to go into the bathroom.
Shake it out.
So I go to where I think the bathroom is, on the other side of the store. Turns out it's not there.
What leads you to believe that the bathroom is over there?
Because I go to this grocery store all the time.
He was smelling he was following his nose like Toucan Sam, but for turds.
So it's there.
Turns out the bathroom is exactly where I just was.
Oh, no. So you had to double back?
I had to double back.
You had to vacillate back.
I had to vacillate back.
When you got to put your jock strap down, so if someone's next to you, they're going to see a jock strap on the floor.
You also have to hang it.
Filled with shit.
You also have to hang your jock strap on the bathroom door because let people know that you're in there jerking it.
Yeah. That's what I would always do that.
So I run, I get over there. I just leave my cart right outside the hallway to the bathroom. I go in there. Of course, you need a fucking code. You have to find an associate.
Should have just kicked it down.
Why don't you do 69420?
Is that what they're calling them now? Associates?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sales associate.
That's So are you a?
So luckily, I go
grocery store associate.
I go back down the hallway.
Why is that funny to you?
The lady's right there, and I ask her the code. She gives me the code.
The lady associate?
Uh-huh.
Did you tell her that you're now vacillating between shitting your pants?
No, I did not. I think it's pretty obvious at that point.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm vacillating between shitting my pants and not shitting my pants.
Can I get that code? Did you remember the code? Did you write it down?
No, I just knew
what
easy.
Was it? Was it star 69?
It was 1031 pound.
The
was
code really? The code is due to homelessness.
It's like it's like Halloween pound.
Yeah. They cause the codes.
And I go in there, and I'm assuming a store bathroom is going to be a oneer, but luckily the door opens, so, if there's nobody probably in there. And of course, I go in. Someone's in the handicap stall shitting.
Fuck! So you had to
and
shit
like
in
loudly.
The
and so you couldn't get your wheelchair into the regular stall.
No, I just couldn't. I was like, I'm going to be sitting right next to this dude. Like the other stalls were right next to him. It's small. I gotta change out.
Were
of
you
this.
Worried that the handicap guy was going to be like, I thought I had problems.
Well, I have to change out of this.
Fuck my wheelchair. This guy's got a jock strap. What was I doing?
I gotta change out of it.
Of me.
Yeah, I gotta. Not only have to shit, but I also have to change out of it. And if you're looking, you could see that happening beneath
gonna,
the stall.
What were you going to do with the jock strap? Where are you going to put it?
That was my other concern.
You play softball in a onesie?
What? No.
Hold on. You were
this guy
off.
Has to get all the way naked at the grocery
you
store.
You had to take I'm off wearing, a jock strap and people were going to see it? What
I'm
are
wearing
there,
pants.
Are there beaded curtains?
I'm wearing pants, shorts, jock strap, underwear.
Just pull it all down. No one's going to be like, oh, that's weird. This guy's a jock strap.
If I had to shit they film immediately, yes, that would be.
I thought this is you were vacillating between immediately and not.
It turns out I have a little more control than that.
Okay.
Did you live stream this thing?
No. So I go to the urinal. I stand there for a little bit. And luckily, he's quick. Like, he's in and out. Thank God.
Probably because he was doing all that. But you wanted a fresh, warm seat to sit on, too, right? So you're happy.
Certainly.
He was just looking for a blowjob, that guy.
Yeah, probably he was. Maybe.
There was a lot of tapping.
He just brought his wheelchair and empty his colostomy bag.
It wasn't a handicap guy at all. I mean, he's
well,
just
then
using
why
didn't
you beat him up for taking up the handicap stall? That you know that that's for people in wheelchairs and guys who have to wear jock straps.
But if it's untaken,
yeah,
you should be able to.
But someone might come in and they might be desperate.
Then
they
you get up. You have to get up.
Vacillating between. Shittilating in the underwear.
You do run that risk if you're in there.
It's quite titillating.
And luckily, the guy, the inside that handicap stall is also the baby changing table, which is down.
So you could change your baby.
So I was able to.
Is that? Did you sit on that and then take off your jock strap?
No. I was able to set it there.
You put the jock strap on a baby changing stable.
Stable.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Stable of
horses with babies in them.
So I go to the bathroom. It's fine. It's not. It wasn't as nearly. As catastrophic as it felt like it was going to be. It was just a matter
grease,
of
how much nut grease was on where people put the baby heads.
No.
Oh, this guy said no.
How much baby grease was on your jock strap?
You never know.
Did true. You feel like maybe
I just needed to get that jock strap off. I mean, that's the whole thing.
Did you
to
have
get
to cut it off surgically?
No. Okay. I just had to pull it off. So I do all that. I get out.
And
get
so
out
it
of
was
there.
Just a little shit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You're like, well, this
but
was
then it
overblown.
Is like, where
Turns
do I,
all my vacillations were
where
wrong.
Do I put this jock? Like, I'm thinking about where do I put this cup? Because this thing, in I've eventually just go with it in my pocket of my sweatshirt.
You're supposed to wear it on top of your head like a yarmulke.
You should have just thrown it away.
Dude, how mad would people be if a guy walked down the street with a jock strap on in the yarmulke position?
I don't think they would even associate the two together, to be honest.
That's true. They wouldn't think that was biting commentary.
No, they would not.
They would think that's a homeless guy with a jock strap on his head. Yes. They wouldn't even give him the dignity of thinking he was being anti-Semitic.
No.
So is that the end of the story?
No, so I mean, I'm walking around the store with this
thing. It falls on the floor, you motherfucker!
No, it didn't fall on the floor.
His dog gets it.
What do you think?
No.
People are going to be like,
is that a
The
jock?
Security guard made you pay for it. He didn't believe you.
No, they're like, you're
why
stealing.
Don't we just let him finish this fucking tale? I gotta do what I gotta do, man, okay? I can't control myself.
I noticed.
The fucking story's too exciting. I got to know what happened.
What happened after that?
So my main concern then is walking around like, okay, should I throw this in one of our reusable bags just so it's out of the way? Because I'm worried.
You have a jockstrap bag?
No, just the reusable shopping
bag.
Well,
you have a reusable bag?
Shopping bag.
Yeah, why would you throw it in there?
Are you pushing a cart?
No, your wife
bags?
Would be
pushing
so
a cart,
mad if you had a nut. Cup.
Oh, I leave my
grocery
jocks.
Bag.
I leave just, my cup all over the place.
Just thrown it in the cart.
Or you'd I'm
like,
oh,
it was in here.
If it's in my pocket, does it look like I've shoplifted something?
I don't think they sell
that
cups.
That
is my concern.
I don't
too.
Think they sell cups.
No,
I panicked when you said you put it in your pocket because some a security guard will stop you.
Yeah, thinking I shoplifted anything,
and he'll pull it out.
Yeah,
he'll
be like, no, it's my jock.
I just touched your jock. Now I have to kill you.
Just be like, why are you on my jock?
Yeah,
and then you throw it in his face and you run.
Why you have my jock, man?
Exactly.
My name's Jock Cousteau.
I ended up keeping it in my pocket. Check out. Everything's fine.
Check out.
Uh-oh. You get followed by security?
No, followed by security.
Check.
Those were all my concerns as it went along. So
pay for your item.
So what happened?
So did you make it to the car?
You should have.
Yeah, I was totally fine the rest of the night. Yeah, because I had it
what
off.
What happened
I,
when you got home?
He washed his sweatshirt because he had a jockstrap in it.
Did you blog about this?
I did not. No, I did not wash it.
He washed his sweatshirt. The jockstrap was still in there, and it got all over all the other clothes.
No,
oh,
my sweatshirt.
No.
No, my sweatshirt is right there. And
do you think that? Were you worried people? Could, why didn't you just put the jockstrap or the cup back on? You worried people could see it?
No, it hurts. It hurts to wear it for prolonged periods of time.
You need a bigger fucking cup, dude. Yeah. I ran into this with medieval reenactments. I had to get the Duke LeGrand. And, like, you need a bigger cup, bro. It needs
dude,
to be deeper.
Dude, stop trying to act like you don't have a giant cock, Aaron.
Yeah. The Duke LeGrand sounds like a dancing
I did it for my big old sloppy nuts, but...
I want to say this is the highest size it goes, but I might be
you were in the Magnum.
That.
They make listen to me. They make ones that are deeper and that you won't believe.
Yeah,
deeper. They make dude, big old.
Stop trying to be like one of us, Aaron. You're a big dick motherfucker.
I think it's just
get the fuck out of our group.
They make the Mutombo.
I think it's normally
big.
It's just that
real big.
A number of elastic bands that are just on my waist and it just hurts and you know.
So you're
because I'm wearing three layers because it's cold.
Maybe you should wear a loincloth, a little looser.
Definitely.
Yeah. Also, why don't you take the rubber bands?
Loincloth. That way it protects you.
Do you rubber band your dick and balls together before you put them in the cup?
Because you're supposed to.
That's it. It's supposed to happen.
No, I'm not a bull.
Well, have you
what bull puts balls and dick together and rubber bands?
That's how they
plays baseball.
That's how they ride them.
No, they put the strap over their nuts.
Gets them angry.
Yeah, they put their straps over the nuts. They don't rubber band their dick and balls together.
Have you ever been hit in the balls?
Yeah,
in softball?
Not in the balls. I've been hitting the tip once.
With the penis.
Which is
that's
really
what
not
he means.
Really? Cup or no cup?
This was the last time I didn't wear a cup.
Ah.
Oh.
How did it not hit the balls? This guy's got a huge hog.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or just expertly placed.
Yeah.
Also that.
What happened to your tip? Was it bruised?
It fell off.
It burns. Like that ball's coming fast and spinning with the seams. Burns.
Did it change the color of your penis?
No.
Softball of fire.
Ball of fire.
Well, I'm glad you made it out of there without someone finding out you had a cup.
Right in the tip.
You know, I mean, it's the things you worry about.
I'd say you just you get rid of it, roll the dice, see what happens.
Oh, I don't know. I thought about it.
Why don't you just put
it does
a,
cause me tremendous pain.
Well, you build a piece of plywood, like a
square.
Yeah, with no back on it that you can... pitch around.
You're like, it's not the cup, it's the cube.
Or just bring in what
it's
do you call
the mound?
The netting that the people they use.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, piss behind that.
Are you saying you should wear netting?
No.
Fishnets?
The guy who played after me does wear a full on like lacrosse helmet
really?
For safety.
What kind of pussy league do you play in?
Dude, these balls come back. I caught a ball earlier this season.
Some of
these
99 balls miles
was
per
coming
hour.
Like 80
not
miles an hour at my face.
No, softballs travel about
it's
14,
not soft.
15 miles
there's
an
nothing
hour.
Soft about it.
It's, I heard they go 4 miles an hour.
Is that true?
Unless Nolan Ryan throws them.
Have you ever done a TED Talk where you say there's nothing soft about softball and you want to change the name to hardball?
I mean, that's...
big hardball. They call it big hardball.
Aaron's like, look, these women playing the game are tough as nails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why they all wear helmets.
Aaron, you might want to try my new system. I'm selling a 3-part series. It's called Knock on Wood. And you knock on wood and these things won't happen.
Have you ever tried to push your dick between your balls, but then it ends up going into your butthole while you got the jock strap on?
I think that's the answer, as we all know a lot.
What is going on? All right. Well, Aaron.
I would do that sometimes with medieval reenactments.
Will you stop bringing this around to medieval reenactments?
What did you say? Medieval reenactments?
Exactly. Exactly
why
what I said.
You keep talking about medieval reenactments?
Because I want to talk about pushing my penis into my
you're
butthole.
Just trying to find common ground. You're like, this reminds me of my competitive days in medieval reenactment tree.
Off in the distance, the game's dragging on. I push my dick between
one time
my
I,
balls.
One time I was thong. Pitching at the medieval reenactment.
Did you play?
Pitching a pitchfork.
Did they play softball?
No, we play other games.
What do you play? Ring
stab
toss?
Stab the guy in the cage.
That's you not know. Real.
Yeah, we did.
What is stab the guy in the cage?
What is that? Pin the tail on the donkey?
There was this party that we used to go to called Pent Wyvern Goes to Hell, and it was this campground called Pent Wyvern, and they would do like a medieval version of hell, and Satan would appear at the end of the night, and he'd throw baby dolls into a fire, and they're all covered in magnesium, so it turned green.
Probably good to breathe in.
Yeah, probably not good.
Yeah, probably not good at all.
We would go, and they would have guys in cages, and you could stab them with spears.
But I hurt my hand real bad.
What? Fake stabbing a guy?
I was wasted, and he grabbed the spear and pulled it all
right,
the way.
Right, because you were really jabbing him?
Yeah. And then he pulled me into the cage and fucked up my knuckle.
Oh, my knuckle.
He pulled you all the way in or just your arm?
Pulled me all the way in.
How wide are the bars?
Pretty wide, but I was also wasted.
What? Not even a cage.
You were wasted so they could squeeze you through the bars?
Yeah.
Your body was just that loose?
That was the night I fucked that fat wife in front of her husband.
Memories.
With a bloody knuckle.
It's real hot. Were you playing bloody knuckles with her?
Yeah, I played bloody knuckles with her pussy.
Dude, I feel like watching this reenactment would be watching like a bunch of fucking pigs slopping mud. Like it's just sweaty, dirty people.
Okay.
Just fucking rolling around.
So what? To that I say, so what?
Aaron, I'm glad you made it out of there. So we need to find you a better, bigger jock strap. Have you ever thought about a Folgers can?
You could shit in it too if you have another emergency.
Yes. You could put one on each end. One on the balls and one on the other end.
One for the balls, one for the ass.
Yeah.
What about like a banana peel, but you paper mache it?
So it's hard?
Yeah.
So it just protects your dick?
Yeah, you slide it right in.
We all know that paper mache is the hardest substance on earth, and it's OSHA rated for safety.
Why don't you paper mache a banana and then two coconuts? You just slide it over.
Oh, yeah. You could do a coconut, and you could be like, I'm Island Aaron. And
does your wife ever complain?
She's like, this cup is too small. You're a big dick son of a bitch.
Yeah, put it in the big cup.
Act like it. Don't be embarrassed to go buy that big cup.
That's just in. I do wear the largest size they make.
Yeah. Whoa. There you how go. Many inches is that rated for? How many limp inches is that rated for?
It's not set.
Is it this one? The Savage?
That's what I look like.
It's like DJ Khaled.
That's exactly what I look like before Tammy pegs me. Except
you wear a Savage? Neon green?
I have a green one, yeah.
Neon green job?
I have a neon green, but it's green.
Who's the model for this?
It's DJ Khaled. Is that how you look right there?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Anthony Anderson in the face a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I have a structured
sentence. Let's start the show.
Okay.
I got a special letter here.
That's a handwritten letter.
Handwritten.
Where did it come from?
I went to get my check the other night at the Comedy Store, and the manager's like, you have a letter in there, which I didn't know they even got letters there anymore. This is from, I think, like March. A little late.
Yeah.
So let me read it here on the air.
Wait, they didn't tell you until just now?
Yeah.
So maybe you guys don't send things to the Comedy Store.
Also,
there's a balloon for you.
Oh,
a grenade balloon.
Blow it up. Also, I'll be safe.
I don't want to blow this up.
Do it. Blow it up.
I don't want to fucking put my mouth on it.
Why? Also,
it was in the Comedy Store for 3 months.
Keep in mind, the Comedy Store is a comedy club, not a post office, so why would they tell you have anything there?
Okay, but some people send you guys stuff.
I know, but they're like, yeah, I don't fucking keep
here's,
track of this.
Here's that.
Typed out. What is that?
Oh, a drawing for DeWitt. It's a titty and
no,
a butt.
No, he said a drawer ring.
A drawer ring. It's a titty and a butt.
So okay. There you go. Here's the letter. I read this in the parking lot, and it caused me a little bit of confusion. Here we go. Keep pushing forward. Don't go back and read anything. Just keep reading new words for the magic to work. In Cicero, Illinois, a grandmother named Laughlin Montgomery, who had a very profitable tobacco business, got this letter. She won $4 million from a lottery
ticket.
Letter.
This is our chain letter. We got our chain letter finally.
Yeah.
It took me till the middle to the bottom to realize that. I was like, what the fuck am
I reading?
Let's
send this to Aaron right away.
Yeah. We have it. We could give it to him right now.
We have to. Yeah, you have to mail this. Aaron, listen closely because you're going to want to hear this.
You got that. I had no idea. I was like, I had no. Not. I got to like the third paragraph.
This has gone international, by the way. This has gone to South Africa. It's gone to
the UK.
Been
in Australia?
It's been to the Australia.
Beardo's touched it? This very copy?
I'm sure, maybe.
Or just the letter in general?
Probably the letter in general. They're probably printing off at Kinko's.
Who are we going to send this one to?
Ghostbusters.
That's going to Aaron. Aaron's got to mail it out to relatives.
You want
to
blow this up?
No, I'm good.
No shit.
I have lung damage, but you told me on the way in here, I got probably the strongest lungs of any beach guy.
I can't wait to blow up a balloon.
Yeah, I'll show you how hard I can blow up a balloon. You did say that.
Let's see how fast he can do it. Ready.
All right.
God, set.
You have to. Don't disrespect people.
Here he goes.
At the end of the letter says he put that in his ass.
Yeah, it's the P.S.
Whoa!
Ah, that is the tiniest balloon.
That's
I've ever
how big
seen.
It goes?
Yeah.
That's a little dinky grenade.
Can I pop it?
Yeah.
It's just a little dinky.
Do you have a popper?
Yeah, I have a specific balloon popper.
Ready?
It's, oh, shit.
Where's my sharpest key? Ready?
He goes, do I have a knife? Here's my sharpest key.
Watch your hands. Ooh. Ooh.
This is a real powerful one.
It's military grade grenade. There are videos.
Pop it, man.
I'm trying. I don't have any.
I'm scared. You have to pop it.
My wife has the keys with the knife on them.
There's video. There's videos online of people popping. There it goes. Pop.
That scared me.
That scared me.
Okay.
So the grenade blew up.
Hey, camper.
Oh,
says,
smell your fingers.
I sent that chain letter.
Oh, it smells like white pee-pee.
Do you think there was a dick turd on it?
He carried those, he said, when he was putting out wildfires, yeah, the grenades.
Give me some of that. Just spray my hand. Thank you.
He said, Andrew, that those were in his wife's vagina for four
That's
weeks.
That's fine.
Wait, is he on the chat?
He's right here.
Okay.
If it's in her pussy or her ass, I'm fine with it. I don't care.
He didn't say that.
All right. So let's read
damn
this.
Damn it. What? I was okay. Super excited. That counts as another bang.
His grandmother, she won $4 million from a lottery ticket, but it turned out to be a scammer lottery ticket that ended up costing her $100,000.
Whoa.
She died 2 months later, and it's rumored that she was Al Capone's old lover. They found black and white dick pics in her dresser, and experts think they're the Capone bone. Franklin Delano Roosevelt became president of the United States. That's right. We're talking about the president. He sent the letter out before the election, and the rest, as they say, is history. But he thought he sent it to all 69 people. It turns out he only sent it to 3. And you know what happened? He was paralyzed from the waist down. He'd have to hide it by speaking behind big podiums.
That's true.
Speaking of, have you heard of the new rapper, Big Podium? He may be the fattest guy I've ever seen, but women love
this.
He's my personal hero. He's not a gangster rapper. He's a fart rapper. Some people like to put him down and call him a fart rapper, but they don't understand what Big Podium does.
This is the first fart rap.
It reference.
Yeah.
If you've never seen a man fart in front of a live audience, you don't know what you're missing.
It
Combine that with his charisma, showmanship, and stage show, and it turns into a religious experience. You get the point. Millions of people have sent this letter out, and now they're all billionaires. Warren Buffett got this letter in the 50s. Look what happened to him. Jimmy Buffett got it in the 60s, and look what happened to him. Old Country Buffet got it in the 80s, and we all know where that went. Don't be a fool. Stay in school. But you won't have to if you send this letter out because you'll become a billionaire. Or millionaire. It's up to you. But keep in mind, like Big Podium used to fart out, more billions, more riboflavin. Anyhow.
That's you. You always do the riboflavin.
Big riboflavin.
Nonsense.
Anyhow.
God damn. You lean on that riboflavin
I did the Delano Roosevelt, too.
Take off my pants.
Anyhow, I'm wheelchair bound and only have 2 days to live. Help me live my dream before they pull the plug. I made a pact with my old high school pal. We said if we ever become wheelchair bound, the other would come and smother them with a pillow. But I want to live. We sent that out as a chain letter, and too many people died as a result. What a regret among many in my life. Peace be with you and with you. I've got a trick for Jamie when he gets here. It's called the knife hidden in my mouth. Next time you hear from me, I may be on the lam for murder self-defense. I love you all. That's from Fiddlesticks Magentix on March 16th.
Oh, and
16th.
Does he not like his wizard name? Because there's a guy in the comments who says he doesn't like his wizard name.
Well, hold on.
Name.
Let's talk about this letter. Let's get Aaron... We need to give this to somebody before we get bad luck.
Aaron, do you accept the letter?
You have to mail it to somebody, Aaron. It's a chain letter.
I don't want it.
Oh, that's going to be softball losses.
Oh, dude, I don't even want to know.
Good.
I don't want to say this, but like...
He's going to shit his pants in the grocery store.
I am worried. you're going to be arrested for stealing a cup from Whole Foods.
Because we wrote the letter, so we're free of sin.
Lightning's going
to... We still have to get rid of it.
Lightning's going to...
You can't hold it. That's bad mojo, man.
Somebody in the comments, give me your address and I'll mail it to you. Somebody take responsibility.
No, I'm mailing it to Aaron.
We don't know his address.
He's not
going
to forward it.
We'll mail it here to Aaron.
But he'll just stop it. I guess we could keep sending it
to him.
Man,
he'd be so mad if they're like, we got mail for you.
I'm mailing it to Aaron.
This fucking stupid ass letter.
Let's mail it to a prison.
No, let's mail it. Well, let's make copies. And I'm mailing it to Aaron today. Dude. Right here to ATC. Mail it to Bill Burr.
Are you sure you want to do something like that?
And then say...
He's not going to know it's me.
Say, by the way...
If Aaron doesn't...
When you saw those bears, you really blew it.
What if we say? Yeah. We're like, we thought of these list of jokes you could have used instead. Jeez. And then type up, like, what, we do 45 minutes of bear humping bits?
Next time you come across some bears fucking in someone's yard, use these.
Yeah. Consider these the bear necessities.
It's just the... So you won't mail this out, Aaron, even though they potentially could bring you fortune. And no. You who room.
Someone's fame. Going on a big softball hitting slump. Name's Aaron.
I predict you'll lose the championship and most of your games.
Why would you? Why are you doing this crazy shit?
I'm telling you because of the letter.
This guy heel turned on you, Aaron. Did you notice it?
Oh, yeah. Nah, dude. I already got just knocked on wood.
Oh, he's using my patented system.
That's the patented O'Neill knock on wood luck system.
But it doesn't work.
Have you read all
of
them?
It doesn't work with chain letters.
Have you read my whole or watched my whole series of DVDs on knock on wood?
It's never too early to play holiday music, and guess what? It's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, or panties, whatever you call them. You can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor. Pom and use the lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and use the code BEACHCOPS, BEACHCOPS, one word, for free shipping and 20% off. Guys, Manscaped is the real deal. They got it all. They got the Platinum Package 4.0. It's one-stop shopping for the man who deserves it all. It's got everything needed to help you deck the halls from the face to the balls just in time for that mistletoe season and the camel toe season. Not a lot of people talking about that. The Platinum Package is each product from the best-selling performance package, plus Ultra Premium Body Wash, the Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, and the Ultra Premium Deodorant. They got a little bit of everything, like I said. It's the best way to smell fresh from your Santa hat to your candy cane. Not a lot of Jewish references in here, Manscaped. Come on, what about menorahs and dreidels? Those things need shaving as well. I'm Jewish. Yeah. The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer and the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Plus, both are waterproof, so there's no issue if you want to take it in the shower or in a pool, if people are okay with that. It's also a 4,000K LED light on it, so you can light the way for Rudolph, or if you're looking for something, maybe you want to read by it. Who knows? Now that you've groomed the candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like a reindeer. Who knows? I hope probably a poor-smelling reindeer, but that seems like a little disparaging. With the Platinum Package's shower products, all of Manscaped's shower gear is sulfate-free, vegan, and made to have your skin feeling hydrated and smelling fresh as a daisy. But smelling good doesn't stop at the shower, ladies and gentlemen. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Who doesn't need some good ball deodorant? It's a great stocking stuffer. And the Crop Reviver Ball Toner can solve stank, that stank problem. Well, hey, some of you guys out there got stank problems. Once they touch your sack, you'll never go back. Oh, shit. Platinum Package 4.0 is going to be sitting under the tree. It's guaranteed to put anyone in the holiday spirit, get you all revved up, or if you or just looking good. You don't even have to have relations. Maybe it's just for you. And for the perfect stocking stuffer, add in the brand new Body Buffer. It's the Body Buffer, an incredible body scrubber that makes exfoliating easy and a lot cleaner than that old loofah. So throw that thing in the garbage. Hey, guys, and guess what you get for being here at Beach Cops? You get 20% off and free shipping with the code BEACHCOPS, again, one word, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, and use the code BEACHCOPS. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, you know, there's a lot of times, especially around the holidays, right? I get that Hanukkah going, and, you know, stress. What kind of present should I get people? What should I put under the menorah for the family? And sometimes I wish these type of things came with a user manual. But, you know, it doesn't, sadly. So that's when you need to know you need help. You got to call BetterHelp. It's online therapy, and it's basically the next best thing. And unfortunately, as we all know, life doesn't come with a user manual. They don't tell you what Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you're into, presents to buy, and other problems that are probably more important than that. But so when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. Navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel unsure, whether it's a career change, a new relationship, becoming a parent, Who knows? Maybe getting a haircut really throws you off. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. It's like a car manual, but for you. And who doesn't want to know themselves a little bit better, especially in this new coming year? And guys, BetterHelp is the place to go. It's the world's largest therapy service. BetterHelp has matched 3 million people and counting with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with the therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime so you're not stuck. Couldn't be simpler. Couldn't be easier. There's no waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. You just hop online, boom, get it done. If you need to switch, you switch. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BeachCops. That's one word, BEACHCOPS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeachCops.
Because you just did it. That was a test.
Yeah.
Can we sell the slab you carry around in your pocket so you always have wood to knock on? I think you and I should sell this for real.
I'm going to. And I'm going to sell a DVD series called Knock on Wood.
It's a slab or it's like a small piece?
How do I? Yeah, Knock on Wood.
What can it hurt?
Yeah. You can only do good things.
It should be like a size of your knuckle and you can just tap it in your pocket.
Yeah, that's what it is. To me. Yeah.
No, he said slab. I thought you meant like a big.
Oh, no, no, no. I think it goes on your keychain so you always have wood to knock on.
Or it could be a ring just right on your knuckle.
A wooden ring? Yeah. Have you looked into making wooden rings? They break really easy.
I have, actually.
The ring is the weakest of all
wood
shapes.
Wood shapes.
Do you knock on wood a lot, Aaron?
No.
Well, you will now with my patented system.
Would you rather knock on wood or would you rather take this letter and mail it to somebody?
I'd rather knock on wood.
There's not one person.
What kind of question
was that? No, I'm saying rely on the knocking on wood system. Not just one time.
Oh, he's saying, would you rather knock on wood forever?
Yes.
Or be free and clear.
Yes.
No, you don't send the letter out,
anything. And you're done. You're done. Right? Hands, you're done.
You know that's it. That's in my fourth DVD. Never knock on wood again.
I love it when you two guys try to fucking manipulate someone. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I'm just asking
as
a question.
As opposed to you, the master manipulator.
Yeah, they do call me the master manipulator.
Ah, yeah. He goes, all right, guys. Dude, I have a funny idea. Wouldn't it piss off O'Neill if you actually did mail it out?
Knock on wood.
Hey, bitch, you said it was because I told you to do it.
There's got
to
be somebody you can mail it to.
Also, let me ask you this. I will mail it to you today. It comes here. They go, hey, Aaron, you got some mail. Are you going to throw it away?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Aren't you going to like look at it for a minute and be like, that was pretty funny, though, before you throw it away?
Aren't you going to steam off the stamp so you can reuse it?
What if we put a coupon in there for a cup? Would you keep that at least?
Where are you going to find a coupon for a fucking cup?
You've never seen them?
Get them a gift
jockstrap
card.
Jockstrap coupons. Google it, please. Let me see if there's
I bet you can get a
coupons.
Gift card for cups.
The Duke LeGrand.
Cups are us.
LeGrand.
Cups are us.
You can get them at Play It Again Sports, a used jock.
Yeah, but a lot of these jocks are just for hard dude-on-dude fucking. They're not for sports.
What do you mean? How do you use a cup for hard dude-on-dude fucking?
You use the jock.
Because it turns everyone on.
No, I know, but
on.
The jock strap is not. We're talking about
what
the
What do you
cup.
Mean it turns everyone on? This is definitely for fucking. That's a...
Look it's got that. The fucking dick and balls out of there. It's also on woof.com.
It's called the Woof Free Ball Jock.
Free Ball Jock. This does nothing for
Let's
you.
Let's read the copy. All the push and none of the smush. turns growers into showers.
What? Yeah, because there's nothing there. You're still a grower.
It turns showers into a traffic hazard.
Oh.
Made for guys who need support but prefer going commando. The Woof Free Ball Jock, copywritten.
Honestly,
is a soft, comfortable waistband with our exclusive floating anti-roll package.
Can you send this to me? For real. Honestly, I think I'm going to buy it.
Hold on. What is the
point? Sold. Oh, my God.
So why wear underwear? Just so you don't get shit in your pants?
No, this is just, it supports your nuts, but I could get pegged.
No, no, it doesn't support your nuts. There's nothing there.
Yeah, it does, man.
It's just like around it.
So it supports around it.
Dude,
it
your pants are going to stink like
I'm not
going to
wear them for
cheese.
Pants. This is dick cheese.
So you're going to wear that while you're fucking?
Guy, first of all.
How much support do your nuts need while you're fucking?
While I'm getting
That's
pounded.
Just going to get pussy juice all over it.
You just don't want your balls to flap.
It's just for me getting
poked in the ass. Can I see some more of the?
Doesn't your wife love when your balls smack against her fucking clit?
How does that happen while she's fucking me in the butt?
They go backwards.
Oh, they fuck you.
They go under.
Yeah, they do. They go all the way.
But if they're too
under.
Supported, they're not going to go under.
Nah, yeah, that'll be fine. Let's see the dummy. The dummy shows what it does.
This?
Yeah, not that.
Oh, this?
No, no, not that.
This?
This, yeah.
Look at this fucking shit. It just looks like a rubber band.
Your balls
guy
are hanging out.
Sack.
Honestly, dude, if
the
I'm getting pegged,
that looks painful.
If I'm
dude.
Getting pegged, this is how I want to do it. I'm get this.
Why?
I'm gonna get this fucking thing. I take a picture.
It
of this
doesn't
fucking
do
website.
Anything.
I'll
what?
Send it to you if you want.
Yeah,
what does this
me,
do? What does it do? Your balls aren't supported at
they're
all.
They're supported. You don't have a hernia when you're getting fucked in the ass.
It says what are you? You doing squats while you're fucking?
It says it keeps your boys up and out of the way at the gym or during any physical activity, while at the same time lifting and enhancing everything. Up into the fuller view under any clothing, including swimsuits, athletic shorts, even jeans. Increasing your
imagine
resting,
wearing this with jeans, by the way.
Increasing your resting package size is really this easy and discreet.
Oh, it's like a butt lift.
Yeah.
It's like when you wear
it's a dick, ball
it's the high heels for your dick and balls.
This is the Brazilian dick
it
lift.
It is. In fact,
it lifts the ass. This lifts the dick and balls and really makes it protrude.
When I would go out to dinner with my old boss, he would always say, make sure you wear the high heels of the balls tonight.
Yeah. So this is great. It's great for when you have kids.
Yeah.
So they're like, Dad, I can never see your dick and balls. Now you can. Right through the pants.
They're like, where is it? I don't even this is where a part of your body
I'm
is.
I'm not going to wear this casually. This is for horny
my
times.
Biggest complaint is most guys walking around aren't lifting their dick and balls so that they protrude through their pants.
You don't
pants.
Ever get mad that only women are allowed to wear lingerie?
All the time.
Yeah, no. Anybody's allowed to wear lingerie.
It's fucking unfair, dude.
It's unfair.
They make male lingerie. Wear
not
it.
Good stuff. Oh, not, damn it. I don't get to wear the fun stuff.
It is unfair as shit. This is finally leveling the playing field.
I don't like lingerie anyway. I think it's stupid. Give me the nude.
I
want
it.
Full nude.
I sometimes love it, though.
I like a nice pair of panties. Don't give me the lace and crap. Give me just a real nice bright colored pair. Give me a pair of like bright blue or
thongs.
Teal panties.
Thongs or panties?
I mean, anybody like real panties.
Oh, so like granny panties?
Yeah, like granny. No, like underwear.
Like a woman
wear.
We should reach out to Woof, see if they'll bring you on as a new Woof boy.
Oh, maybe you could be.
Ah, and when we get sponsorship.
Andrew the Woof boy.
He was raised by Woof.
And I put raised by Woof. I'd have to take the most embarrassing Instagram
photo.
That is
a good slogan, raised by Woof, because it's raising your dick and balls.
That's true. And we came up with it.
We better get in touch with
him. Can we get that copy and we'll record that copy for him?
This is a sample.
If you like what you hear, $300 a month will get you raised by Woof.
Raised by Woof.
I'll wear a new one every fucking month. Keep sending them to me.
James says that Andrew wore lingerie on Daddy Knows Best, and that's true.
I did. I got real turned on by it, and exactly. I let my wife fuck me in the butt while I was wearing that lingerie.
Well, can I will
on,
say
on
this?
On the set.
You played a male prostitute, uh-huh. And when we left the set, you kept working the corner.
That's not true. But
again, I saw a guy pull up, and you got into his car.
Remember those Persian guys came, and they just wanted to take pictures of me?
Yeah.
They're like, buddy.
You're like, this is the. We won't film the rest of this scene so these guys can take pictures of me dressed up.
He goes,
in women's lingerie.
He goes, when you stop filming, we'd be back.
They sent it back to Iran.
Did you people were killed? Guys?
Dude, it was crazy. I had my bare ass cheeks on that scumbag seat.
What scumbag?
Because we had the guy hanging out in the car. It was keeping the car warm.
And I go into the car.
Sit a bare ass on a seat.
Were you wearing a jock strap underneath it?
No, I wasn't.
Were you wearing a Woof to get that?
I was wearing a thong, remember?
Well, were you wearing a
and
Woof?
I showed Ren Azizi and he almost threw up in his mouth.
What kind of underwear is that?
He started dry heaving. He goes, oh my God.
Oh my God.
He goes, oh my God, Holmes, I gotta throw up in my mouth.
Yeah, I gotta call some friends, man.
He's like, oh my friends,
remember,
like the low rider.
I was on set and I got into that guy's car, and you're like, who is that guy? He's not associated with us.
That's true.
And he goes, I don't know, but I got $50.
He goes,
and I acted out a scene.
Have him keep on getting in his car.
$24 for a Woof.
Honestly, great price. I'm definitely going to get
it. This guy goes, I love the prices. I love the product. I was raised by Woof.
I can't get enough of it. What colors do they have?
I don't see.
Can I see how it makes his butt look on that picture?
short.
Yeah, they spread the cheeks on there, and they go, that makes the hole look looks so like impressive.
It's like just, it's, I mean, just a strap around his waist.
It accents
it. Butt cheeks?
It accents it.
It looks like his cheeks.
I like wearing a headband.
What do you mean it accents? It's just a thing around his waist. It's a belt.
Do a summertime Andy situation with
this. Will you kiss the screen?
It's Jeff's computer.
Jeff,
if it was my
would you
computer,
let him kiss the screen?
I will allow it.
He's going to allow it.
Give me that.
He's gonna, so there's a naked man's ass with a headband above it. And you're going to kiss the screen.
Just give it a little smooch.
It's a shaved ass. It looks great.
Oh!
He kissed it. He kissed it.
You did it so romantically.
I saw your tongue.
He goes like this. He went in real soft and it puckered up. And then he gave it a good old-fashioned... Just a real nice soft kiss.
What's weird is I saw the guy's cheeks spread just a little bit.
Yeah, I saw him quiver.
I would eat this guy's ass. I would eat this guy's ass for sure.
That's Aaron in the picture.
Yeah, not Aaron. Aaron, come on down.
Aaron does not shave his butt cheeks, dude.
How do you know? How
because
dare you?
He'd be bitching
you?
About having pimples after he did it.
He's always bitching about pimples.
Dude, you get pimples on your ass.
But why would he bring that up unsolicited?
Like, because that's what
pimples.
Happened.
What's he doing? All these pimples on my ass really bugging me today.
Because we asked him about it.
What's he gonna add that?
That's his whole day. His whole day is fighting these pimples on his ass.
Every time I put Nair on my ass, I'm good for 3 days and then I get a pimple.
Does this
on
guy
my
use
ass.
OxyClean on his ass?
You should.
Aaron, would you.
That blue looks great. The blue and red.
Have you ever had your ass eaten, Aaron?
No.
Would you allow. For $1 billion, would you allow Andrew to
no,
do it?
No, I don't want to do it.
Andrew. For $1 billion. How do you know I'm talking about you? I know another guy named Andrew.
Could be, say the other guy named Andrew.
Could be Andrew Schultz.
So I know this guy named Andrew.
Schultz.
Charles Schultz's grandson.
Would you do it, Aaron, for $1 billion?
I know this guy named Sam Drew Tripoli.
I don't know why the person would want to do it. I mean, look at me.
I know, but would you do it? Why? No, it's, I think you're handsome.
Who says I think you're handsome? Let me eat that ass.
Would you, I don't know. Is that how it goes? I don't know. I don't know how your world works.
Would you eat Holtzman's ass?
Never.
Why?
Dude, fuck that.
He how about a big Earl? Big Earl keeps it nice and shaved.
Yeah, but he's got hemorrhoids, and that's going to be disgusting.
How do you know? Just because he has preparation H?
You've been talking to Gabe at Sweet Cheeks?
What?
You've been talking to his guy at Sweet Cheeks?
Yeah, I have. I was like, how's that hole looking?
He is someone who goes to his house now. He won't even leave the compound.
He's like, hey, full service. Does all kinds of stuff to you.
He fixes
jacks you off, sucks your dick.
He fixes your fridge.
Fucks your ass.
Then he fixes your coffee maker, then fucks your ass again.
I won't fuck ass, but I'll get my ass fucked.
Yeah, be cool. Hello.
So are you gonna buy this?
Yeah, I'm gonna buy it, dude.
I see a stocking.
Will you give
stuffer.
Us?
I'll get my stocking stuffed. All right.
Will you give us a product review?
Yeah. Well,
will you wear it and show it to us? How well
I don't know
raises?
How. I mean, I'm worried about us getting shut down on YouTube if my wiener
I'll blur it out.
This is going live.
You're gonna have your wiener whopping around.
Do you
have
a wiener whop a wiener whop a wiener whop a wiener?
You're gonna have a wet ass penis.
The jockstrap, the tiny jockstrap. Andrew prances around in the jockstrap, the sexy jockstrap. Andrew pounds his mound.
Pound town.
A wiener whapper, wiener whapper.
The wiener whapper is another product.
Yeah, it's not by Wolf.
It's a whip.
Yeah.
You've sick of your wiener not getting whapped?
Yeah.
Get the wiener whapper.
Hush, my darling. Be still, my darling. You're getting pegged tonight.
That's wrong. I don't know, man. I've got a weird energy going.
You just kissed my screen.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, dude. I didn't know she was taken. All right?
Well, if we bring, if we just do a series of naked dudes, we just kiss them.
Should I just bring in my iPad so I can kiss my own iPad screen for you guys?
Is that what you have? Your iPad is just...
Do you want me to just bring up pictures of Wangs on my phone and kiss them so you guys can laugh at me? What kind of segment idea is that?
It's a good one.
This guy kisses pictures of penises on his phone.
What about balls?
I'll do that. Fine. You want me to do that for a segment?
Is it true to unlock your iPad, you have to kiss a certain area and it's just asses right there?
And it says balls and ass.
And you just go...
You have to make the exact
great
sound.
Great audio, Jeff! Fantastic. Was that a YouTube video you had queued up?
Yep.
Trump commercial so he could do that.
Pucker up.
Unbelievable segment idea. Andrew kisses pictures of balls on his phone.
It's for the people watching the video.
It'll kill 30 minutes.
How's that gonna kill? What are you guys gonna do?
Oh, he did it again. Oh,
fucking, this was the gayest shit I've ever seen.
No, he's kissing him more. More kissing.
You can do different styles.
And every once we'll throw the titties in there and we'll laugh at those. He's kissing the titties on
the
screen.
He kisses the titties. He does. He loves it all.
We could see what you like better.
How are you going to tell?
We can just see what you what kisses you're more excited for.
You look at the for the twinkle in my lips. What the fuck is that?
That's John Little kiss on the screen.
I do not know that.
I don't remember.
You don't know what John Little kissing sounds like?
He would kiss the screen.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. I don't care.
Yeah, bring that sand over here.
Hey, give me equal amount of titties and pussy to dick and balls.
He goes, O'Neill, I got to tell you, I'm starting to feel a little sick doing all this gay shit. My stomach's feeling a little tied up in knots.
Maybe we put you like somewhere with a table. You have a screen and you do a kissing booth, but you just kiss the asses.
The
in front
people
of people
bring their big pictures up to you for you to kiss.
Or it could be their dead relatives' asses, and they're like, you kiss them.
How are people getting photos of their dead relatives' asses?
I don't know.
Here's a picture of my parents. They made a porno video, and I took a still. Will you kiss it for a dollar? It's Andrew kisses your pictures of naked men and women.
Ass kissing Andrew. The booth.
You could make a lot of money.
Are we going to do this as a segment?
Do you remember how
at
you,
a pumpkin patch.
Do you remember how you got mad? Yeah, you remember how you got mad at missing out?
Naked photo that? Kissing.
You're getting it on the ground floor.
Go in the photo booth, take a picture of your dick, bring me the picture, and I'll
kiss
it.
Even better, yeah. I can double your money. You draw their ass, like you do a caricature of their ass, then you kiss it.
Here's where the money is. The money is, we have a photo booth set up, you pay for the photo, and then it's like Andrew will kiss it. But the real money is in the $15 that you pay to have the photos taken of your asshole instantly printed out for Andrew to kiss. It's a hilarious gag, but also we're making money hand over fist.
Honestly, not that bad of a business idea.
It's Andrew's X-rated photo booth at Family Pumpkin Patch.
Andrew kissing booth.
At Pumpkin Patches for family.
It's Andrew.
At Jeff Danis's world famous Christmas pumpkin patch.
Chef Danis's Hanukkah.
Did you say Christmas. Chef Danis?
Yeah, sure.
Chef Danis's Hanukkah Christmas with pumpkin patch.
It's Andrew kisses everything.
Yeah, it could be. I could take a picture of.
We'll have dog. Hey, here's a dog dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, the king of butts is here to kiss any picture you want.
Andrew kisses everything. You, if you have a parrot,
this guy waited less than a second to go to dog dicks. He can't.
It's been going for a while.
He can't fucking wait.
Yeah, he didn't go to children.
Well, last night we were talking about butts farting at the dinner table, and
classic take on.
And when he goes, yeah, what about a dog's butt farting? I was like, you sound just like O'Neill.
Dude, here it is.
You fucked her?
Dude, do you know how disgusted Norman Rockwell would be if he came in and had to paint the quintessential modern American family? It's you, your wife, your daughter sitting around talking about farts. That's the new Norman Rockwell America.
You know what she said last night?
Like, picture a dog farting. You picture a monkey farting.
We were laughing.
And Norman Rockwell goes, I'm going to kill myself.
We were laughing about stupid shit that didn't make sense. And my daughter goes, are you guys going sea lion? We couldn't figure out what she meant, and she meant senile.
Oh, sea lion.
But she was like, sea lion. She was like, I just thought it meant like.
Sounds
you guys,
like she's going sea lion.
You guys were like going crazy like a sea lion would, you know.
Were you guys going.
They are known for going crazy.
She's like, we're laughing and stuff. She's like, are you sure you guys aren't going sea lion?
They're known for like wandering around the streets without. Where am I?
Getting lost at the grocery store.
Where are my keys?
Hiding a cup in their pocket. Getting nervous.
They do wear woof.
They do?
Get that dick and balls looking good.
Tammy took a picture of a sea lion's penis once. It was erect while
did you
I was taking
it
a
for
nap.
A dollar?
I didn't kiss what? It for a
where?
Dollar.
What?
We went up to, we went by Hearst Castle.
Oh, yeah. Simeon. Dude, that's a big, it smells great there.
Yeah.
And he just had a big old boner during that?
He was sleeping next to a bunch of lady sea lions.
Just the women? Just a human women?
And he had a fucking huge boner while he was sleeping.
How close did she get? Right up on it? Not too close.
Was it Sea Lion Run as Easy?
Yeah.
I was like, I need a milking, Holmes.
Did you kiss the picture of the sea lion penis?
I have answered this question. No.
How much would you charge for that?
You guys would pay me 20.
Is it one fee or do you charge?
I can find it now. I can find it now. It's and if you guys pay me some money, I'll kiss it.
No, but do you charge for the picture? Or is it one?
The picture is not part of the kissing. The kissing's separate. Okay. Kissing's a dollar. That's what lures them in.
I used to get roped in on an hourly rate, but now that I'm freelance, I do it by the picture.
But people go, hey, kissing booth only a dollar. I'll do that. But what they don't realize is you have to have a specific type of picture for him to kiss. Yeah. And I supply that. Andrew gets all the dollars. I get the $15 a picture.
No, then you'd have no deal. Then go kiss your own dog dicks.
is that like the go kick rocks? That's what he's saying.
That would be great.
Kiss your own dog dicks. That's your daughter's new one.
How much you take? You want $5 out of that?
I want fucking half of it.
I have to drive the booth there.
Okay.
He has to clean it.
You doing upfront cost on it?
What's that?
You paying upfront cost?
You take pictures. I'm paying 10 cents a picture. Yeah, it's coming out of my end.
I'll cover that then. So don't worry about that, and I'll take the $15 too.
Well, then where's my profit?
Here, we're going to be the barker. I'll give you
commission. No, it's my idea. You get nothing.
It was my idea. I was the one who kissed Dana's screen.
He was.
I told you to.
John Little wants in. He wants to put a vending machine inside the photo booth.
Is that true?
That'd be a huge photo booth.
God, yeah, you're like, make sure you buy a Coke or something.
God, no. Here a while.
Here's even better. The vending machine just has different pictures that you could buy in order to have you kiss. If you don't want to pay for your own personal photo, you can go get, like, here's a horse cock that you can buy. It's E7.
Here's another dog dick. Dude, here's a shih tzu dick.
Here's a shitty dick.
Here's a shitty dick. Here's a dog with a shitty dick.
Here's a good dick.
Here's another horse
There's
dick.
Some titties and a pussy.
Here's a baboon's penis.
Here's Aaron's jockstrap.
Yeah, here's Aaron.
He's in the machine.
D4. Aaron comes out, goes, all right, Andrew's going to kiss my dick. If you want to incorporate the vending machine, that's how you make more money.
And popcorn sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to upsell them.
And I sell
and they have to walk through the gift shop.
And a mirror maze.
I also
to get there.
I take pictures of them kissing, of you kissing their picture, and I sell it on keychains in different sizes. Like a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah. And then you take a picture of their face when I kiss the picture of the dick that they show me.
Yeah.
And that's what we sell them.
So then that's also a $20 package. So you go, I mean, this is just money.
And you can upsell and you kiss them on the mouth.
Yeah, but this is a Danish's Hanukkah Christmas pumpkin patch.
Yes.
So he's going to want a cut of this, too.
Well, I'm bringing just people in business, for pumpkins. Yeah.
I was bringing in the pumpkins.
And sells menorahs as well.
It sells... What kind of fucking menorahs? Dude, an outdoor menorah market is fucking crazy.
At a
pumpkin patch.
No one would buy it.
By the way,
we're going to drive the hay bale truck off to the menorah field, and you guys can pick your own menorahs.
It's a tree.
What if it's haunted?
Then you got to shake them out of the tree.
And they hit you in the face.
And they go, hey, you want to juice some of those menorahs, or are you going to take it home with you?
What do you want to do with them, son?
You want to bake them in a pie? You want to juice them?
What if it's haunted, though, with old Jews?
Old juice.
Old Jews are in there. Hey, get out of here.
Hey, guys, this is for the juice.
You can do a hayride, a Jewish hayride, where you go to, like, there's some pastrami, get a sandwich.
There's also an Indiana Jones Jewish-themed, instead of that rock that he's running
what
away
the
from.
Fuck
it's a giant matzo ball rolling down.
Indiana Jones.
That's it, the pumpkin patch?
Yeah.
An Indiana Jones-themed matzo ball run?
No, it is. It's Indiana Jews.
You renaming his business, and Indiana Jews.
No, and the
what
temple.
What the fuck are you saying?
And the temple, and the Jewish temple.
Indiana Jews and the Jewish temple of Shabbat.
Of Shabbat.
Also, all Christmas trees come with a real pumpkin as a stand. You put the tree
and the roots grow into the Christmas tree pumpkin.
And it smells like shit after a week.
It just rots. There's birds coming in your house.
Christmas birds for sale.
You get your Christmas bird yet? We should open up a Christmas.
What if you trade two turtle doves?
You want four French hens?
What if they do trade
it? Laying. What do you want?
If you keep the Christmas tree all year, you can trade it in and get a discount.
Partridge
on the
in
one
a pear
next
tree.
Year. You trade it in.
What if we do turtles, but we glue wings on them? We're like, this is a turtle dove. $700.
You glue bloody dove wings on a turtle. And you got two turtle doves.
Right here.
Why don't you just for the kids?
Why don't like, you put me now? There's blood.
Why don't you put the shell on the fucking dove?
This guy's thinking outside the bun.
You kill the turtle. By the way, make turtle soup.
Sell
delicious.
It.
Sell it there. And then here's the shell.
Christmas Jewish turtle soup.
With a side of funnel cake.
Can Jews eat turtle soup?
Sure.
Why would they be able to eat turtles?
I don't know if it goes against kosher stuff.
It probably does, but who cares?
I think it does. I think reptiles aren't on the mark. Can you eat any reptiles?
Jewish.
Oh, snakes all day long.
Is that true?
I don't know.
There's probably rules about that, right? I ain't going to look it up.
The turtle is the most Jewish of all animals. It already has a yarmulke on its back.
I hated that, but I respect it.
I hated it. James says that Andrew can glue two turtle doves on his shoulders. I don't know why.
That's true. I could.
And he can kiss them.
we try to get flight.
What are you looking? You kissing the screen?
Dude, no, can Jewish you imagine, people?
Can you imagine
reptile?
Can you imagine Andrew glues?
He's gonna flag me for like some crazy.
You're
shit.
Gonna get some bad results on this.
Can you imagine Andrew glues like 50? Bird's feet to his back in order to try to achieve flight.
Why would I glue super bird's glue feet on my back?
No, the whole bird.
Oh.
Well, you put their feet on there.
Or I thought it was cutting off
the feet.
And
then they lift you up. Do you think that would work? How many birds do you think?
Google that. How many birds does it take to lift a guy?
Or we could do huge balloons to see if we can.
Yeah, but everyone's doing that.
That's true. I don't know. Maybe if we got, what's like a big bird?
We'd have to get like six
vultures?
Bald eagles.
All reptiles, amphibians, worms, and most insects are not kosher.
Man, the Jews are missing out on that one.
Can't even have a snake fry.
Wait, can you? Hey, look up how many pounds can a bald eagle lift?
Okay. How many pounds can a bald eagle lift?
Are you talking in the gym or are you just talking?
Not squats, I'm just saying. What does it say?
Just kiss your screen.
It says, how many pounds can a bald eagle lift? It's not squats. Bald eagles can carry around 5 pounds of weight at any given time.
Okay, so you need, how many are you going to need?
How many 5 pounds are you?
I'm 230.
5 pounds.
Divided
so
by three
what's five divided by 230?
230 divided by five.
Yeah.
46 eagles.
46 eagles on your body.
How many does 40? How many?
Honestly, that's a lot
body
of fucking eagles.
How many?
That's a lot say of goddamn eagles.
Somebody's going to drive by and go, that's a lot of eagles.
But you're losing weight, so we could be down to 40 eagles before we
40 get eagles is so many eagles. That would be this whole room of
fine
eagles.
Fine. Let's get down. We'll do it seagulls. Okay.
Fine.
Seagulls might lift fine heavier.
Let's get down to business.
Maybe bald eagles don't lift that much. What lifts the most?
Wake up at 4 a.m. Get your 40 bald eagles.
There's some that can lift
what
sheep.
Bird lifts the most weight?
Is this a soup joke set up?
Eagles can lift the heaviest weight, and it's only 5 pounds.
Fuck. That's why there are countries.
What about when they steal sheep?
They don't steal
lambs.
Sheep.
Lambs are pretty heavy.
James suggests getting a human-sized crow to fly you.
Oh. Or a crow with a human head.
Or a crow with a human penis.
Remember when O'Neill said he was going to turn into a human-sized crow?
Yeah.
So he would be a celebrity. And he'd be able to eat all the steak dinners he wanted.
What did we pick?
At fancy restaurants.
Yeah.
So terrifying.
Did we pick tiny men?
Crow-sized humans.
You should get parrots just for the flair of it. The colors.
What?
Parrots.
Yeah, but you would need 1,000.
That's cool. You look up, you're like, shit, look at that guy with 1,000
parrots. What about
birds?
1,000 parakeets? How much can parrots lift?
Hello. Let me lift you.
You could teach them all to talk.
Harpy eagles have been recorded to lift a capacity of up to 40 pounds.
Oh,
40?
Shit.
There we go. We've just
but have you seen how scary a harpy eagle is?
You'll get over your fear.
You're not going to see them. They're going to be on your back, glued to your back.
I'm getting a lot of conflicting information. The heaviest recorded and verified weight of bird can lift is 15 pounds held by the bald eagle. But it says harpy eagles have recorded lifting a capacity of up to 40 pounds.
Who are you going to?
Have you ever heard of the...
AZ Animals and BirdGap.com.
BirdGap? It's a great store. Have you ever heard of the Balls Eagle?
They're by Wolf.
Huge sack.
That's crazy. It's the only bird
with
that has a sack.
Yeah, kind of giant balls?
on the tip of their wings.
They said it was an evolutionary dead end.
Have you seen? They're on the tip of the wings and they flip around constantly.
No, it's on the tip of the dick.
They dangle them in the water to lure fish and then they go down.
And they dangle them in front of a lady bald eagle so she'll suck them.
And then they shop with their cup at a grocery store. Aaron, did you go to a soft serve yogurt place and just put some yogurt in the cup and as a sample? A little sampler?
No.
So I'm the only guy in this room who's gotten his ass eaten.
What do you want to do with these 40 eagles, son? What kind of segue is that? That's your fucking segue? We're not at your dinner table.
That's the end of the... We're switching over to the Patreon. I'm waving it around so that I know where
to we got to play cut. Some kind of music for the Patreon switch.
Patreon switch.
It's Patreon.
Yeah, that's cute. Thanks, Danish. Danish was playing some good music.
I'm Ryan. I didn't want to spoil
How does it.
It
go? Let's make up a... It's a Patreon song right now.
Go ahead.
I need O'Neill's help on it. It's Patreon time. So cuddle up near your radio. And listen to us go. We got you covered with more ball eagle
what
talk.
What are you talking about? It's like this. It's Patreon time.
It's Patreon time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's use closing
all
time.
Your whiskey and wine, because Andrew's the only guy who's had his ass eaten in this room. Who kiss your screen
for a doubloon? Oh.
It's Patreon time. Switch on over. You get lots of grime.
Grime. What are you doing? Grimes? Why do you always do that? It's Patreon time. Switch over for grime. If you like this, you'll love a good rhyme.
Patreon time.
I got something that Andrew's going to love.
What is this?
This is from the Hieronymus Lush.
Okay.
And Doc Nova, the doctor.
Wait, were they doing this on Twitter?
They were. I think the former site. Yeah. The site formerly known as Twitter.
It's going down.
Down, down, down. Some people think he did it on purpose. He's tanking it on purpose.
Why?
Just to lose a couple billion.
You know what? He needed some stuff to write off on his taxes.
It has been used as a unionizing platform as well as exposing government corruption very quickly. So he could be shutting it down on purpose.
Yeah, but it's more commonly known for calling people names and shitting on everything.
Yeah, well, this is why I'm the big picture guy on the podcast, okay?
Where are you going to go?
I see through.
If it shuts down, where are you going to head next?
I could go to Zitter.
Zitter?
Zitter. Tit Zitter?
Ass Sitters?
I think I'd go to Gab or...
What's Gab? Sounds like it's for ladies.
That's that fucking white...
Ladies only?
That's the right-wing Twitter.
It's called Gab?
I don't know, I think so.
I've never heard of it.
And then what was the Truth Social? I'll make an account on Truth
what
Social.
What else? Why don't you go to OWN? OWN's a TV.
What? OWN? You mean Oprah's network?
Why don't we start our own social media site?
Yeah,
what's it called?
I think we're qualified.
Beach Capsy.
It's called Cunts.
It's called Don't Be a Cunt.
It's called Be a Cunt.
How about Twitter?
Twatter.
How about Andrew Kiss Your Screener?
What is that?
This? All right. You want to see about this?
I do want
you
to
ready?
See about it.
We got a 79-year-old Japanese man.
Hold on, real quick. One more song from O'Neill. Give us your best shot on transitioning onto Patreon.
Patreon time. Here we go. Everybody buckle up. It's the show. Now we got Patreon. Subscribe.
Not bad. Honestly, your best work so far.